Good morning, Warren. How are you today?
Pretty good.
Wonderful. Okay, yes. Please tell us your story, and I have some questions at the end I've been thinking about. Thank you, Warren.
I was born in Baltimore in 1945, and I live in the house that I was raised in. My father was raised Catholic and my mother Lutheran, and I went to St. Michael's Catholic School for 8 years, just a block and a half from my house. In those young years, I was in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts. I also was able to go to Lutheran Bible School during the summer because it was a Lutheran church right around the corner. And my mother wanted me to go to Bible school, and so I did that. Then in high school, I went to St. Stephen's Catholic High School for 4 years and graduated from there. In those young years as a teenager, my mother, she got me interested in astrology. And I would go read the astrology books on the bookshelf at the supermarket while she shopped, and would read all about astrology. And it was through that I got to learn all about Edgar Cayce. And I was fascinated with karma and reincarnation. And it was to the point where some years I would go down to ARE in Virginia Beach and spend weekends down at the beach. I met Edgar Cayce's niece and helped her do the research on a book. Got several books out of the Hopkins Library on her past life. And then they wrote a book, Return of Francis Willard, for one of her past lives. I actually, through that, then you got to get a life reading done to know several of my past lives. As a teenager, I also was an altar boy, and then later I was a lector. And when I found the teachings, I was lecturing in the Catholic Church. In my late teens, I got in touch with the Theosophical Society and got a theosophical book. It was hard for me to understand and comprehend. I didn't reject it, but I just put it down. Said, this is too much for me to comprehend. So I never followed up on the Theosophical Society after that. After I graduated high school, I got a job and worked for the state of Maryland for 15 years. And it was a dead-end job. And I was stuck there. But in 1978, I would go to a health food store, and here's a poster in the health food store, health concern, the coming revolution in higher consciousness. And I said, yeah, I'll take some of that. So I decided to go to this lecture in downtown Baltimore. Well, when I got there, they were playing this music that I did not like at all. They were playing Bajans. And I thought, oh, this is spiritual in nature, and it's from a different venue from what I'm familiar to, and I'm ready to leave. Well, one of the people in the directory area, you know, when you sign in area, they stopped and says, oh, don't base it on the music. Come on in and listen to it, yeah. Has to say. So it was a live presentation by Elizabeth Clare Prophet. Well, the interesting thing was she was coming up with the same answers that I had asked myself. And I felt really good about that I had gone within, asked questions of myself, and got answers, and she was confirming those same answers. So I really, really liked that aspect of it. But then, as she proceeded on, she was coming up with more statements that then I was bringing up questions within myself based on what she was sharing. But as it turned out, she was answering my questions there, right there. So it was such an attunement between the two of us that the interaction of the two of us with where I was and where she was directing it, that really intrigued me, and it's why I followed up with a subsequent gathering. That was in April 78, and she came again in October, and so I went and heard her again there. And then we followed it up with gatherings of groups, and Kathleen Brooks and Tucker started a group here in Baltimore. I followed that up and went to my first live conference, the Feast of St. Stephen's, here, the sponsor of my high school. So that was my first live conference in Camelot. A few years later, a mother came to Baltimore, and this time she, at the same hotel, gave her first live dictation. And who is it that who's the dictate but Archangel Michael? So I really had an attunement since I picked Archangel Michael as my confirmation name. Later on, around 1985, I was at the Rakazi Mansion in Washington, there for a live dictation. And the dictation was by the God of Gold. Now, this is the first time that I had ever had a dictation for me personally. And I knew it was new for me personally because I actually knew what the master was going to say before he said it. And he was talking all about a polar shift and changing the electromagnetic field of the Earth. And it was similar to a polar shift when you go on inversion equipment. Well, over those years of going to Summit University in Camelot in 1980, Bush's Quarter, I had quit my job and I had become self-employed. And I went out and sold health products as well as the books on the teachings of the Ascended Masters. And some of those health products were inversion equipment. And back to that dictation, here I knew that the master was going to bring up inversion. And sure enough, it did. And he talked about how it's like a polar ship when you hang upside down. Well, as it turned out, I sold quite a few of those pieces of equipment. And with the money that I made from that equipment, I bought gold. So that was the attachment to the God of Gold in that dictation. In 2005 and 6, around that time, I went to my first conference with the Heart Center, and that was in Detroit, where Tucker was, and I went out there and saw David for the first time and became part of the Heart Center. And since that, I did a lot of pilgrimages with the group. I've gone on pilgrimages to Greece and Italy, India, South Africa, Chile, Ghana, Peru, and recently to Argentina. I also became a couch surfer, where I stayed over at people's homes and was staying over before the conferences. And one of the interesting things about couch surfing is you can join a group. And they have groups on sun gazing. They have groups on Rudolf Steiner, ringing cedars, meditation, Gnostic teachings, all kinds of groups. Well, just recently I joined the group for Ume, Sweden. And when you join a group, you can put messages up. So I have put a message up in the Ume, Sweden group about the upcoming conference in Sweden. So all the couch surfers in that town can know about the conference. And they can go to the Heart Center website if they have an interest. For the past 2 years, I have done an expo, and that expo is called Karma Fest. It's right here outside of Baltimore, and I've sold books of the Heart Center books, as well as Umrans, as well as some of my Lighthouse books. And if you ever do an expo, it's important to put the photographs up of the masters. One day, the first time I did it, I didn't have Armand's picture up. And the next day, I put it up. And boy, did I sell. So people are drawn to his picture. So it's important to have the pictures of the masters up when you do these expos. There's Saturday and Sunday of this weekend. We're having the expo here in Baltimore, and I'm looking forward to it being a victory and a success. And I hope with your prayers it will be that fruitful.
Well, thank you, Warren. Thank you very much for doing an expo right there in Baltimore. And I thought it was very interesting because here in Mount Shasta, we also have a local expo. Ours is called WESOC Festival. So we'll both be doing on each of the coasts. You're the East Coast, ours the West Coast. We're having an expo. And so what perfect timing. So if everyone would keep us in your prayers, that would be great. And yes, we will have some pictures of the masters there. And it sounds like you are a great salesman for the Lord, Warren. That's wonderful.
One other thing, and that is back to the health food store where I saw Mother's poster, the health concern. The health concern has moved, and they actually live closer to me now. And I'm able to put all of the Heart Center books in the health food store, and I've had them in there since September. And we've sold over 5 books.
Oh, wonderful.
The Heart Center in that local health food store.
Oh, that's wonderful. Thank you so much, Warren. And one thing I will say, I think it's so wonderful how you travel around, especially it's kind of a pre-pilgrimage. I know when we went to Africa, to Ghana, you went to Ghana like a week early and met some wonderful people and stayed with them.
10 days early.
What a great idea.
I think of myself as John the Baptist. I think of him when I go.
That's great. Well, thank you so much, Warren. Thank you for being who you are, spreading the word, and being one of our wonderful heart friends in Baltimore.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Okay. Oh, and at the very beginning, you didn't announce your full name. Could you please say your names?
Warren William Hallring.
Thank you.
My middle name is William, and my confirmation name is Michael.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Warren. We'll talk to you again.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.